Hi there, this is Jae-Yen Ham. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. We are going to work on entity clearing. After you're done with this process, you will realize how much more at peace you're feeling. Because when we release everything that is not you, the entities, the karmic cords, the auric attachments, when all that gets released from your energy, you're going to feel revitalized, energized, and so much more at peace. So before we begin, I'd like you to know there's nothing that can happen during this process that can do you any harm. So I hope that you're not driving while you're listening to this. And please do not be operating heavy machinery. And do not do anything that requires concentration. Do take a moment to get a glass of water and stay hydrated, as all energy work works better when you're hydrated. Water is required for energy to work more efficiently. So let us begin by putting you in a loving, loving, supportive energy. And I will have your guides and angels work with you to create a beautiful sphere of light around you so you feel safe and good. And now we're going to download a grounding cord from the top of your head all the way down your spine, all the way down your legs, all the way down to your earth chakra, which is 9 to 10 inches below your feet. And now we're going to send that grounding cord all the way down to the center of the earth to help you feel so grounded and connected to Mother Earth. And yes, the only thing you need to do right now is connect with your own body, connect with your heart, and take gentle breaths. And if you feel like wiggling any part of you, you can wiggle, you can move. You can move around while listening to this. I have no problems with you moving around. So you trust yourself to do what feels right for you while we're doing this. And now, with the help of your guides and angels, we're going to create a counterclockwise vortex of energy in you and around you. So we're calling forth the help of 144,000 light beings, all the angels, as well as all the unemployed angels. Isn't it nice? We're going to employ all the angels, especially the unemployed ones who are looking for work. You got it. We're here. Help us. Yeah, there we go. So this energy has an intelligence of its own. It knows exactly what you need. So I won't be talking too much, but just enough to let you know what's going on so that you're comfortable letting things go. So we're going to increase the energy in this vortex by 10 now. We're just going to spin out entities from the top of your head, the sides of your head, the back of your head, your forehead, your face, your jaw. Yeah, just let all that go. Return to the light to be transformed by the light. Return to the light to be transformed by the light. Return to the light to be transformed by the light. Thank you, guys and angels, for taking all the entities, auric attachments from the back of the neck, the front of the neck, all around the neck. And return it to the light to be transformed by the light. Return to the light to be transformed by the light. Now your left shoulders. We're going to take all those entities and auric attachments and return it to the light to be transformed by the light. Return to the light to be transformed by the light. Yes, return all that to the light to be transformed by the light. And all the entities and auric attachments on your right shoulder, release that to the light to be transformed by the light. Thank you, light being. So taking all that up to the light to be transformed by the light. Yes, and now your neck, your chest, your ribcage, all those auric attachments, entities, we're going to take them up to the light and transform by the light. Take that up to the light, transform by the light. Your upper back, all the entities, auric attachments, we'll take that up to the light to be transformed by the light. Ribcage, back, middle back, diaphragm, we're going to take all those auric attachments. All the entities, take them up to the light to be transformed by the light. Take them up to the light to be transformed by the light. The size of your body, we're going to take all those auric attachments and entities to the light to be transformed by the light. Yes, now your lower abdomen, we're going to take all those entities and auric attachments, take them up to the light to be transformed by the light. And in your lower back and hips, left hip, right hip, we're going to take all that to the light to be transformed by the light. And your legs, all the auric attachments around your the front of your legs, the back of your legs, we're going to take them up to the light to be transformed by the light. And around your knees, the back of your knees, the front of your knees, your legs, all around your legs and ankles and feet. So yeah, all those auric attachments and entities are released to the light to be transformed by the light, released to the light to be transformed by the light. And now that you feel more grounded, we're going to do heavier stuff. We're going to increase the energy in our vortex by 100-fold now. So we can now have your angels and guides and light beings cut all those karmic cords from this life, from the past life that's around your head, oh, your neck, your upper back. Yes, release all that to the light to be transformed by the light. Cut those karmic cords. If there's any around your neck, your chest, it's mostly around the back and shoulders and arms. So we're going to just take a moment to connect with those places around you where there are karmic cords to the past, this life, past life, to other people as well. Cut those cords. Release them to the light. You're doing great. Yeah, take a breath. Yes, those karmic cords on the left side of your body, take them up to the light to be transformed by the light. Karmic cords on the right side of your body, we'll take them up to the light to be transformed by the light. Now in the front of your body, all the karmic cords in your lower abdomen area, your hips, your knees, your chest, we'll take them up to the light to be transformed by the light, and your angels know exactly where you have them. So any more karmic cords around you, anywhere, we will just cut them, take them up to the light to be transformed by the light. And now we're going to increase the energy in the vortex again by 10-fold, by 100-fold. Yes. All the wormholes that are not of the light will now be closed and released to the light to be transformed by the light, released to the light to be transformed by the light. And now we're ready to close all the portals that are not of the light. Yes, thank you, angels and guides, for helping us to close all the portals that are not of the light. Behind your back, and your sides, left side, right side, in front of you, around you. Yes, spin that vortex. Spin out anything else that's not of the light. Anything else that you no longer need. This could be thought forms. Stuff you're taking up from other people will now be released to the light, released to the light, to be transformed by the light. Now I'm going to work on each layer of your aura, so the layer closest to you, release all the entities, auric attachments, all the karmic cords, release, release to the light. And we fill this layer with love and light. We're going to do the same thing to the second layer. Release, release what you no longer need. Release what you no longer need from the second layer of your aura. Now we're going to do the same to your third layer of your aura. Release what you no longer need. Release, release to the light to be transformed by the light. Release to the light to be transformed by the light. And I'm not going to put a name to the entity so that The light energy knows what doesn't belong to you, whether you call it entities, auric attachments, or wormholes, or portals. It will just release anything that is not of the light in the third layer of your aura. Now we're going to work on the fourth layer. Release anything that is not of the light, anything that no longer supports you. Yeah, you're doing great. Thank you for hanging in there. Yes. Now we're going to do the same thing to the fifth layer. Release to the light. Yes. All that you no longer need, we will release to the light. The sixth layer, we're going to do the same thing. Release to the light everything you no longer need. In the seventh layer, release, release, release what you no longer need. Yes. There you go. Beautiful, beautiful. Now I'm going to ask you, guys and angels, to refill every layer of your aura with love and light, beginning with the first layer, the layer closest to your body. Feel that beautiful light. Light of all colors, full spectrum, healing light. Yes. Now we're going to move to the second aura and fill it with beautiful love and light. Yes, you're doing beautiful. Now we'll move into the third layer of your aura and fill it with love and light. And you're doing beautiful. And any breakages, any holes will now be repaired with total ease. Thank you, guys and angels. In the fourth layer, we're going to do the same thing, fill it with love and light. The fifth layer, and we fill it with so much light. Sixth layer, filled it with love and light. Seventh layer of your aura, we're going to fill it with love and light. Beautiful. And now all the other layers can be filled with love and light when your first seven layers are filled with love and light. And this refilling of your aura may continue for a few more hours for some of you. So I'm just going to connect with you and connect to places in your aura that may still contain different energies that you no longer need. So those are just different densities that we can release. And return all that to love and light. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful, you're doing beautiful. And I'm just feeling for any compressions anywhere else that now we can just release. Beautiful. Beautiful, yes. And now that your aura is clear, we're just going to download the highest expression of you, your higher self. So take a moment and just connect with your seventh chakra and see your guides and angels downloading for you the highest expression of you. Coming down your seventh chakra, integrating with your sixth chakra, integrating with your fifth chakra. Now integrating all that with your heart chakra and your higher heart chakra and bringing it down to the solar plexus. And now to your second chakra and now to your root chakra and now grounding that to your earth chakra. So now just conduct with your heart and sense the beautiful, beautiful energy that's already in you. And then just allow yourself to feel really expanded beyond your aura. Expand beyond the place you live, going 500 miles to your left, to your right, front and back, up and down, and expand 800,000 miles. And now connect to every point in space and time as you are a multidimensional being. And just enjoy this expansion, this beautiful space of you that is totally you without any interference patterns from anyone or anything else. Yes, and now I'm going to ask your guides and angels to just put you in a beautiful cocoon of white light so that this energy keeps on working for you, keeps on integrating with your whole body in the days and hours and weeks to come. And notice the peaceful feeling that you're feeling right now. And you can always connect to this space of peace within you. Feel the expansive energy of yourself. Your higher self is now you. And thank you so much for playing with me today. Thank you for being the peaceful and wonderful being that you are. And know that who you are contributes to the world just by you being at peace and being in harmony with yourself. Thank you and many, many blessings to all the miracles that are unfolding in your life.